10 medium wave and on digital radio, BBC Radio Scotland.
You're now listening to the news for the Highlands and Islands with Andrew Thompson. Good morning. The headlines. A landowner's organisation is coming under fire for dismissing the need for further land reform in Scotland. There's a warning that outside investors could be deterred from going to places like Rassie following the row over shooting rights there. And a new campaign's being launched to help improve safety on rural roads. Scottish landowners are being accused of being arrogant and complacent in dismissing the need for any further land reform. The criticism from writer and researcher Andy Whiteman comes after Scottish Land and Estates, which represents about 2,500 landowners, published their submission to the Scottish Government's Land Reform Review Group. The landowners' organisation is campaigning against major change, but has proposed setting up a network of community engagement officers and taking action to improve local decision-making. The chairman of Scottish Land and Estates is Luke Borthwick.
There has been a tendency in the past to look back at the historic events that have happened, particularly up in the Highlands, and I think people need to realise we need to move forward. What matters now is the future of the Scottish rural sector. The research that we carried out 5 years ago into the public attitudes towards landowners' estates was really revealing. It did not raise any real concerns about who the people were or what they did.
But Andy Whiteman, who's written extensively on issues surrounding land use and ownership, says the country's major landowners are burying their heads in the sand.
I think it's a very arrogant, in many ways, very self-satisfied response. I mean, it wouldn't be out of place from the 1890s. It basically says, we own the land, we're doing a good job, you need to tinker around the edges, but otherwise there's nothing wrong. And, you know, that level of complacency, I think, may come back to haunt them because, you know, Scotland's got the most concentrated pattern of land ownership anywhere that I know of in the world. And it stands in stark contrast to, you know, France and Germany and Netherlands and Norway.
A stocking company that agreed to give up its lease controlling the sporting rights on the Isle of Rassie says it is, in fact, the islanders who could lose out in the long run. The Ayrshire-based firm recently won control of the lease after beating a cooperative of local crofters in a competitive tender exercise organised on behalf of Scottish ministers who own the island. The decision to take the shooting rights away from locals provoked a storm of protest, and last week ministers reversed the decision and awarded South Ayrshire Stocking compensation. The owner of that business, Chris Dalton, is now warning that the outcome could deter people from bringing outside investment and expertise to places like Rassie.
Our side of the story has perhaps not come out here, and I think people looking from without this situation think that the crofters have maybe had a rough deal and maybe think that some sort of arrogant individual was wanting to go across to the island and dictate to them and, if you like, strip resources from the island and bring it back onto the mainland, which could not be further from the truth. We've got a lot of experience of doing what we're doing. We could bring foreign investment into the island. We're quite willing to work with people on the island and train them. So there is very much a danger of getting sort of a bit isolated. And to be fair, we've been approached by residents of the island who actually were quite keen and still are quite keen to work with us.